97.5, The Fanatic.
Tyrone Johnson here with you until Temple, the Temple pregame show. And then Temple versus South Florida as they begin their college football season. But on the line right now, man, who's with us each and every week. He does a fantastic job each and every week. And he had a funny line just now on the show about not playing Russian roulette with their money. Mr. Paul Nolan, how are you today, sir?
Hey, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Doing pretty well, Paul. Doing pretty well. Now, obviously, this week, funny, I obviously have not told you about this. I got a call, got an email from somebody that said, hey, I heard Paul Nolan on with you. I went on the website, and he asked me, could he trust you? And my response was, 100%, you treat it like a business is what you want a gambling expert to do. You're not a charlatan. You're a guy who's always been on the up and up with me. You've helped me so far make some money in a time where a lot of people need a little bit of extra money under COVID-19, pay cuts and different things like that. So I thought you'd like to hear how people, and he then signed up for, responded to me and said thank you and said everything looked great and he's really excited. So I thought you might want to hear that.
Well, that's really nice. Yeah, I really appreciate the kind words. And, you know, we try our best. You know, there's so much effort goes into this. You know, there's not enough hours in a week. When you're uncovering data and you just hammer away at numbers and player grades and film and breakdowns and, you know, historical data, there's really no rest for the wicked, I guess you could say. And the whole team is always going full tilt. And, you know, it's just a really cool process. People got to expect there's going to be losses. There's no such thing as 100%. There's no such thing as only winning. It's like any other market. You go up, you go down, you go up. You go up, you go down, you go up. So if guys can keep a really level head on this, they will succeed. It just takes so much discipline. A lot of guys don't have it. So it's really for business people. People out there who want to treat it like a small business, we suggest guys get a ledger and keep track of what they're doing. You make notes, like just, you know, week one, two, three, and keep your notes in there, the games you bet. And maybe on Monday, go back. Hey, I should have won this because the data says I've handicapped this right, but this was a bad one. What did I do wrong here? And just keep a little notes. If you could just dedicate, you know, an extra 12 or 15 hours over the weekend and Mondays, guys would drastically improve on their own. You know, but the thing about us is we're doing it at the fully next level. The team here is enormous. And the truth is we have a war room and the guys fight and they argue and they yell. I think this guy's this. And we end up just negotiating, agreeing on player grades. So much goes into it. We try our very, very best to, to be so, which it's most important thing for us is just to care about the single game in that moment. And really, the God's honest truth, not to sound selfish, I do it for me. Like, I am my own best customer. So I just want everyone to play what I play.
You know, that's such a big thing. I hear about sometimes guys that want to do the picking, but don't actually have any skin in the game. You're telling the people right now that when you're giving out these picks, these aren't just picks for us. They're also the picks for you.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, everybody here plays the games. I am my own best customer. You know, I am, without a doubt, a guy who cares so much and puts so much into it. I also, one of the reasons why we hired so many smart guys, mathematicians and former coaches, that's why we put so much love into the staff. I'm in this to win. I'm in this to make a living. I'm in this to, you know, sit back and retire one day, you know. But I don't know if I'll ever do that because my OCD might not allow it. But I'm working on that.
No, I really appreciate it. Now, there's a couple games this week. One, and the first one I want to ask you about, the Eagles a couple weeks ago, they go on the road. They beat a 49ers team. Doesn't matter how they do it. Everybody's happy. No one expected that win. The Eagles get that win. After that, though, yeah, San Fran doesn't look so good the following week, and now they're up against the Rams. I know that's a game that you really like.
Right, and that was a perfect spot, right? That was, talk about it, like the ultimate, you know, kind of look at, like, they get beat by Philly, big, nice win outright, beautiful performance. Carson Wentz gave everything he had. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the San Fran team was completely decimated by injuries, but it doesn't matter. Win this league is a win in this league. It should have got the Eagles rolling. Obviously, they have a game where they look a lot better. Carson Wentz looks a lot better last week. obviously the talk of the week, you know, is Claypool and how he emerges, and now some of the receivers are coming back there, which is really exciting for the Eagle fans. God bless them. But Miami was the perfect look-ahead game, knowing that this game was on deck here today for San Fran.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
San Fran isn't in that spot where they're home. They come off that game. They're like, all right, we're home now. Now we get it on track. We have some injuries, but we can easily beat this Miami team that came in there and gave them a whooping. They got behind their secondary all day. They abused the cornerbacks. They took everything they wanted underneath. I think they're going to see a little different today. Obviously, this game was they were looking forward to, in my opinion. And San Fran's getting 4 points at home with their season on the line with a great coaching staff and a Garoppolo who got a little bit embarrassed but saved. His ego was saved. The relationship, obviously, is between Shanahan and Garoppolo is growing. I know Garoppolo is extremely happy about the way he protected his quarterback, saying, look, his mechanics weren't right. It's not on him. I shouldn't have put him in. These little things make a difference in that position. And I think even though, and here's what the Rams have been so good at stopping tight ends, 4.2 yards per target tight ends. But George Kittle, I think, is going to kind of break those numbers. I think they're going to line him up a little bit wider. My only concern in this game to cover is the matchup with Aaron Donald, who is just an absolute force. I don't remember ever seeing a guy who takes so much control of a game from the interior like that. I mean, he's like a giant version of John Randall, who used to be so dominant from the interior. But, Goff's is, he's ranking last in the league in yards in air attempt. And so all these short passes off the play action on 50% of his dropbacks. I just think this is going to be a grinded out game. I think both teams are going to keep the clocks going. San Fran, I think, is in a prime position to fight with everything they got. I think some of the matchups, guys getting healthy, will make a difference. And they were embarrassed last week with a good coaching staff. I think San Fran's a value. And I think you guys, if you get it at 4, you're way better off than 3.5. Let's hope there's a 4.5 out there tomorrow morning.
Yeah, let's hope indeed. We're talking to Paul Nolan from freewinners.net, 888-366-3733. 888-366-3733 is the number to call him. Another game linked to the Eagles just a little bit. Last week's opponent, the Eagles, they lose. Pittsburgh covers, but most fans were pretty happy with the effort against the Steelers. The Steelers are taking on Cleveland. Big divisional rivalry game this week. I know you guys like that one as well.
This is a game that, again, easiest schedule in the league right now, Pittsburgh. They got Tennessee on deck. They just watched on national TV, win a nice lopsided game despite some of the big plays on defense. And maybe the numbers weren't as, it was like essentially outside of a junk drive at the end by Barkley. We're talking about really about 300 yards of offense for both teams, and it looked like a blowout for Tennessee. So Pittsburgh is in that position right now that they're thinking, about this game, but they're also, in my opinion, this is a perfect look-ahead game. The Cleveland Browns have played a way tougher schedule. They're running the ball at will. The Pittsburgh linebackers are surrendering a lot of yards from the nickelback position. I do see, as much as Baker Mayfield in this offense, scheming guys open by Stefanski, he still runs around with his head on fire. It's hard for me to say I love Cleveland based on the fact that Odell is still iffy. He's a game time decision. That's why guys being on my client sheet, I'll always text them, okay, Cleveland's a go. I'll do the bulk text. Everyone will know. It makes it easier. They don't have to talk to anyone. But more importantly is, Cleveland, there's a lot of hate in this game. Everybody's going to be up. There's going to be a lot of fire in this matchup. And I do think Kareem Hunt's going to have a big day. I do think Jarvis Landry's going to have a huge day. I think in the inside, he's going to eat up Mike Hilton. So So I like Cleveland also plus the 3.5 or 4. You know, it's the Lions have moved, obviously, but there's always fluctuation in the market. I see 4.5s in some places, 3.5s in others. So shopping the best line is always key. And it's one of the things that I think that people going forward, if they just learn the nuances, just like by shopping a line, they'll be way better off.
Yes, we're talking to Paul Nolan from freewinners.net, 888-366-3733. One more thing before I let you go. This is more like a mechanics a question. So the Eagles game is 7.5 with the Ravens pretty much all week long. Then yesterday there's word about so many players missing, and the line immediately jumped from 7.5 to 9.5. To a layman, what does it mean? Why does that happen so quickly when the line jumps almost instantly from 7.5 to 9.5 when something like injuries or something like that come out? What does that mean for a gambler?
Well, every single player has a certain weight to it and a point per play value. Uh-huh. So when certain players come out, they aggregate all those points per player and then they kind of shade it one way or the other based on the public's perception. And it's also about money. Money will come pouring in on that game. They want to stay ahead of the bettors when it comes to serious and severe injuries of people, you know, just simply being out instantly. So they have to adjust lines. Sometimes they'll take it off the board first, so there's no betting as soon as that's announced, and then they'll give themselves, the odds makers will give themselves the time to adjust the line properly based on the algorithms and the savvy of the bookmaker. So that's the key, to find that information ahead of time. It's one of the things we've been really good at, very fortunate, very blessed. So, you know, that's why being a customer of ours, it's a great thing to get information. So if early in the week you get Baltimore -7, later in the week, if you can get Eagles, you know, +9.5, you can have an opportunity for a middle. The game can land on 7. You push one side and win. Lands on 8, you win both sides. Lands on 9, you win both sides. You know, lands on 10, yeah. You then outside of that, you know, you win one and lose one. It costs you $10, you know, in losses, but you could have won 200. So that's called a middle, and those have great value to sports bettors and people who play this market.
Absolutely. Well, Paul, thank you so much as usual. Great information as always. Once again, the number 888-366-3733. And thanks so much for the time. Look forward to this each and every week.
Hey, Tyrone, I just want everyone to know that we absolutely love, I mean, our best bet on the board is actually the Ravens and Eagles this week. And we absolutely love it. And we want everyone to call for free. And we have Kansas, West Virginia today, our two best bets. They're absolutely free. I'm going to go 2-0 for everybody who calls in. I guarantee it. We love the games. We're really starting to get that feeling like we know what's going to happen. So thank you, sir. And I appreciate you very much.
No, thank you, Paul. That's Paul Nolan from freewinners.net. If you need for your tips for the free picks, 888-366-3733 or freewinners.net, 888-366-3733. He's fantastic each and every week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.